presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 21st, 11:02 America, New York. Netflix, facing reality check, vows to curb its profligate ways. Streaming service spent lavishly on productions to win subscribers, but now growth has slowed.
Global economy.
April 21st, 10:45 America, New York. UK households investing less as cost of living rises, warns AJ Bell. Investment platform says surging inflation is squeezing budgets.
Daily FX market news.
April 21st, 10:30 America, New York. S&P 500, Nasdaq 100, Dow Jones forecasts variance in the bounce. Equities have tacked on a recovery so far this week and are getting a boost from Tesla this morning, but the Fed looms for early May and the variance in bounces amongst equity indices may be highly.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
April 21st, 10:25 America, New York. Mandated work hours, a bad idea. A California legislature idea would force large companies with more than 500 employees to reduce the work week to 32 hours or 4 days, before overtime. Without a pay reduction, California considers the 4-day work week, Wall Street Journal, April 15, 2022. New York Times Business.
April 21st, 10:10 America, New York. Elon Musk details financing for $46.5 billion Twitter takeover. Mr. Musk has been building a stake in the social media company and last week made an unsolicited offer to acquire it outright.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 21st, 10:04 America, New York. Elon Musk says he has commitments for $46.5 billion in financing for Twitter deal. Elon Musk says given the lack of a response from Twitter's board, he is now exploring a tender offer to acquire shares of Twitter directly from shareholders, though he said he has not decided whether to do so.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 21st, 10:01 America, New York. Mortgage rates continue to rise. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage rose for the seventh straight week to hit 5.11%.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 21st, 10:01 America, New York. Mortgage rates continue to rise. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage rose for the seventh straight week to hit 5.11%.
New York Times Business.
April 21st, 9:30 America, New York. A tool to make the hunt for an affordable home easier. ARPS Public Policy Institute has redesigned its livability index, evaluating communities across the nation according to the services and amenities they offer.
New York Times Business.
April 21st, 9:23 America, New York. Muslim dating site Muzmatch loses trademark case against Match Group. A London court ruled that Muzmatch, a startup, had infringed on the trademarks of Match Group, the owner of Tinder. Match Group, the owner of Tinder and other dating sites, sued Muzmatch for infringing on its trademarks.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 21st, 9:13 America, New York. Melvin Capital Management to restructure as losses mount. Melvin, which was burned badly in the meme stock rally last year, plans to shrink to $5 billion from the $8.7 billion it managed at the end of March and is making a raft of changes in the terms of its agreements with investors.
BBC News Business. April 21st, 9:04 America, New York. Appointment only late afternoon banking at Santander. Branches will only be open until mid-afternoon, after which customers will need a booking, the bank says.
BBC News Business.
April 21st, 9:04 America, New York. Appointment only late afternoon banking at Santander. Branches will only be open until mid-afternoon, after which customers will need a booking, the bank says.
Daily FX market news.
April 21st, 9:00 America, New York. Bitcoin, BTC, USD. Latest -$42K resistance coming under renewed pressure. Bitcoin continues to push against resistance around $42,000 and a confirmed break should see $45,000 come back into play quickly.
Armstrong Economics.
April 21st, 8:58 America, New York, private blog, EU's energy embargo against Russia. Private blog, EU's energy embargo against Russia. Private blog posts are exclusively available to Socrates subscribers. To sign up for Socrates or to learn more, please visit ask-socrates.com. Wall Street Journal Markets, April 21, 8:22 America New York, Nestlé escapes Netflix's fate for now. Early signs indicate that consumers are beginning to rein in spending as prices rise. The good news for companies like Nestlé is that household essentials are lower down the list for cuts.
Global economy.
April 21, 8:16 America New York, Ukrainian PM. We need heavy weapons and budget support from the West. More far-reaching sanctions on Russia would help end its war of unprovoked aggression.
Global economy.
April 21, 7:32 America New York, China to launch private pensions in bid to unlock vast savings stockpile. Scheme aims to send funds flowing into country's financial markets.
Marginal revolution.
April 21, 7:30 America New York, polyester facts of the day. 4 decades later, polyester rules the textile world. It accounts for more than half of global fiber consumption, about twice that of second-place cotton. Output stands at nearly 58 million tons a year, more than 10 times what it was in the early 80s.
Daily FX Market News.
April 21, 6:40 America New York, US Dollar Outlook. Analyzing the dollar dip for USD, CAD and USD, ZAR. The dollar is likely to remain supported on dips with strong fundamentals. Recent USD, CAD and USD, ZAR moves analyzed after differing inflation data.
BBC News, Business.
April 21, 6:17 America New York, KitKat maker Nestlé warns of further price rises. The Swiss food giant says it will continue to raise the prices of its products as food costs surge.
BBC News Business.
April 21, 6:17 America New York, KitKat maker Nestlé warns of further price rises. The Swiss food giant says it will continue to raise the prices of its products as food costs surge.
Digital Finance.
April 21, 5:47 America New York, RBC takes wealth management into the cloud. The bank is working with Avaloq to digitize the Asia private banking business, front to back. The post RBC takes wealth management into the cloud appeared first on Digital Finance.
BBC News Business.
April 21, 5:42 America New York, $50 billion wiped off Netflix's value as subscribers quit. Shares in the streaming service company slumped 35% as it warned of tough times ahead.